Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, our CD for 2001 is out, and you can pick it up on our website. That's philhenryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com. It is the best of the year 2001. We're going to do our first signing probably sometime later this month or in early February. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And we are very happy that there are, you know, the CD is out and, you know, it's available and we can make another pass la dough for my friend's place. We made close to $200,000 last year with the sale of our year 2000 CD. So here we go with 2001, or you can collect them all. We've gotten five actually since 1997. And they're all available on the website. So go to that, philhenryshow.com. Check out the best of the Phil Henry Show CDs. All of the money goes to my friend's place. Also, check out our webcast, which is still up and running. The webcast from the 21st prior to Christmas. You can still get that on demand, and you can see how we do our show prep and how we do the show and just all kinds of neat stuff. All right, there was a couple of things that we wanted to mention to you this hour. One of them, I don't know how to break the news to you, so I'll do it as best I can. And it always falls to those of us on the front lines of entertainment, those of us doing live radio. When news breaks, we are the ones that have to deliver the bad news. I'm not a journalist by training. I'm an entertainer by training. But it has fallen to me, and please forgive me if I have to give you the bad news, but it has fallen to me to report to you at this hour. It is 8 minutes after the hour. Please, God, help me through this. Whoopi Goldberg is going to host the Oscars this year. Now, anyway, Whoopi is going to be hosting the Oscars. There you go. Okay, now we can move on. No, it ain't that I ain't a fan of hers. It's just that she sucked when she did. Well, look, I understand they need a little diversity, so why bring back a guy that was funny and successful like Steve Martin when Whoopi, who's a tremendous actress but ain't too good when it comes to standing there and being funny, when she's available? Why have somebody funny, in other words, for someone who ain't? So they got, you know, Whoop's coming back there for the 2000, whatever the hell year this is. The last time they had her, it was 1998. And the news story here out of AP, Whoopi Goldberg hosts this year's Oscar ceremony, her fourth time as Master Ceremonies of Hollywood's Biggest Bash. Steve Martin was the host of last year's Academy Awards ceremony, but they didn't have any comment on why they weren't bringing him back. Although, probably it was because he was too funny. Anyway, she's coming back. I think it's some kind of reverse racism. I really do. I think that they need to have a black female to underscore the fact that the Academy Awards are going to be in a new building, in a newly renovated Hollywood. It's a new beginning. It's new. And they need to have kind of a new look. They need a female. They need a black one. They want it to let me be honest with you, you know, and you be honest with me. Would it matter who was hosting the Academy Awards so long as you could see all the really cool clips and the actors get out there and they talk and maybe one of them shows up drunk? That's all you're waiting for. Just some guy that's flying on methamphetamine, some guy that's been snorting crank off a hunting knife since about Friday night, and he finally gets up there in front of the crowd and goes, thank you. Maybe like a little Richard Gere, I love the Tibetan monk thing, anything, to kind of, doesn't matter who's hosting it, that's what we're waiting. We're waiting for the guy to run nude. The guy to run nude through the across the stage. Remember that guy, that streaker guy? I don't know how many people remember the streaker guy. I looked that guy up, by the way. He's dead. He was a gay man from San Francisco who got murdered in his store in San Francisco in like 1979. The guy that streaked the thing. Then there was the soy bomb cat. That's what we're waiting. That guy was beautiful, yeah. That's anytime you can blow up Bob Dylan. Not that we got anything against old Uncle Bobby, but he is a rather dour individual, and we need something to. So it doesn't matter who's hosting it, so long as we get soy bomb, some guy nude, someone stressing over monks, someone stressing over yaks, anybody don't think things are right politically in the world, a little of that Palestinian talk, a little bit. Maybe we'll get an Al-Qaeda guy up there who wins. Next thing you know, man, maybe Marlon Brando joined the Al-Qaeda, and he sends up Sitting Bull to get the award for like, Native American. He's in the Al-Qaeda, but it's a whole Native American thing. Doesn't matter. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't have to make any sense. So what's up for the awards this year? Pearl Harbor? Okay, that's one. Oh, it's how soon they forget. Pearl Harbor was, they thought that it was, it ain't there. Lord of the Flies. I know, Lord of the Rings. I'm kidding. Lord of the Rings. Harry Potter. No, he ain't going to be. Harry Potter. People don't even know who Harry Potter, after that Lord of the Rings came out, the Harry Potter just was like a bad smell, just the memory of a bad smell. No, it's going to be Lord of the Rings. It's going to be that other Black Hawk Down and A Beautiful Mind, which is a beautiful movie. But nobody remembers from year to year. In the bedroom, nobody remembers from year to year who wins or who won. Who won last year? Quick, come on, let's go. Come on! Come on! Who? Yeah, see, I don't know. Who won Best Actor? Let's go, come on, come on, go. Russell Crowe did not win last year. Best Actor? Was Russell Crowe. Oh, it was Russell Crowe, okay. What was the movie?
Best Picture was Gladiator.
Gladiator? He doesn't even know her. What?
I'm looking at it right
He's
now.
Looking at it on a freaking website, you cheating scum. Gladiator?
Gladiator won Best Picture.
What was that about? I don't even remember that freaking movie. Did you remember that movie? You know, you can watch that like once, man. It's too much after one time. And who won for Best Actress? Juliet,
Roberts.
Who? Julia Roberts for what?
Aaron
that was Aaron Brockovich was last year? Oh, that's bullcrap. No, it wasn't. It was the year before. Oh, now I remember. Now Traffic was last year, and all those the really cool movie Traffic didn't win. Now I remember. Stevie Wonder won for what? Best cameraman. Stevie Wonder won for cinematography. Get the hell, Steven Soderbergh. Steve Soderbergh, doesn't he own a Chrysler dealership down here on Venice? Steve Soderbergh Chevy. Hi, everybody. You know, these names is Steve Soderbergh. He's got a Dodge dealership in Sylmar. Hi, everybody. Steve Soderbergh here. Steve Soderbergh Dodge. Now, let me tell you about what we got over here on the lot. Gladiator won for what? Best sound? Best picture. And then Julia Roberts won for Aaron Brockovich. Aaron Brock got fixed. And now who won for supporting... animal. Best Supporting Animal Actor.
Benicio Del Toro.
Benicio Del Toro. Doesn't that mean Benicio the Bull?
Yeah.
And that was for Traffic. That was a great movie. That was the only one that I saw. My wife, every time this year, this is her thing.
We've got to go out and see all the Academy Award nominated movies. We have to go out. We got to see them all. I'm so behind on my Academy Award watching.
And I said, yeah, that's cool. Now, I have a SAG card. That means I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild. The reason why I had to join is because if your voice appears on film, you have to be a member of SAG. So I had to join. But the cool part of that is that my SAG card gets me into movies for free between now and the end of March when the Academy Awards take place. So this is the time of year that my wife, maximizing her, you know, like all women will, maximizing a discount, maximizing a sale, trying to get something for free, just like every other woman I ever met. I'm kidding about that, Janice, not you. This is the time of year she wants to go see all the movies, so we'll be, you know, we're going to be seeing them all. Lord of the Rings, even ones we don't want to see, because we're getting a freebie on the card, right? So I'll go see Lord of the Rings, I'll go see In the Bedroom, I'll go see... the Little Rascals Film Festival they're running up here. I'll see the Buckwheat retrospective, all of that. Ali, we saw that. That was really swell. And actually, that wasn't bad, other than the fact that they played far too much music. Hey, Michael Mann, yo, dude, I know you really groove on the soundtrack thing. Get out of here and just show the movie, all right? He starts the movie like 6 minutes worth of a Sam Cooke song that nobody likes. Ain't no Sam Cooke song that lasted 6 minutes. And so, yeah, we're going to go to the Fellini Satyricon Film Festival, and it'll be great. 1-800-449-8686. What was the best movie you saw last year? Who do you think's going to win the Academy Award for Best Sound and Film Editing in a Short Documentary? Who do you think's going to capture the special scientific award for imploding, imploding a set, not blowing one up, but imploding something, that will actually suction in? Which movie sucked? Who's going to get the raspberry? Which actress is the number one lesbian wannabe on the scene today? Meg Ryan, you're right. It's a toss-up, I understand, between Gillian Anderson and Meg Ryan as which one more wants to be a lesbian. Now, we know Anne Heche tried it, and that left a bad taste in her mouth, if you'll forgive the expression. And we also know, let's see what else is happening here. We got Delta Burke. She'd make a good dyke. I say all this to tell you that there is a new gay channel that is going to be on the on our cable systems coming up, and it'll feature the first installment in a theatrical serial called Why Katie Lang Ain't on Country Music Stations No More. And it features her sitting there in the general manager's office going, now, Katie, I told you, you started that muff dive thing. We would not have you on, okay? Now,
but, you know, I really need the...
I don't give a sweet Jesus what you need. What I need are number one rating. Nobody buying your stuff no more. You used to be a country singer wearing the overalls and the hat. Nobody knew you was a girl, and that was fine. Now everybody knows you're a chick, especially that whole shaving thing with Cindy Crawford. Bug off!
Well, I don't know. I really need to get some airplay.
Well, what the hell you want me to play you? Hell, listen to the damn music you make now. I don't know whether it's contemporary, contemporary Christian, adult soft rock, soft penis rock, soft... Is it flaccid rock, soft rock, spongy rock? What is it? It ain't no country music, not no country music I ever heard of. Whatever to have that Trail of Broken Hearts sound like a little cowgirl singing the blues. Right at the end of the trail, there's another girl. Hell, that's all too weird for me. There is nothing in country music that I am aware of other than Minnie Pearl that points to origins of lesbianism.
Well, I don't know. You mentioned Minnie Pearl.
Well, Minnie Pearl, beside that, beside her and the hat and the thing, only another woman could love that. That hat with that price tag, oh, man. And they knocked me out, man. All those guys from Capitol Records coming around here want me to play that Minnie Pearl stuff. Name me one other dyke. All right, Patsy Cline. Now, other than her, I can't play no dykes on no country music station. You get on over to that gay channel now. They'll play your damn stuff. That's right, that's right. Yeah, it's good. You know, they could do a late night on the gay channel is they can have their music videos, all lesbian, gay video. It won't make any difference, the format. Look, it is a question that needs to be asked and answered. A, black music, as in urban radio. Urban radio is black radio. Is the music all fairly uniform? I don't know. There's rhythm and blues. There is rap. Etc. No, of course it isn't. It's only uniform by the color of the skin of the performer. Therefore, gay music has got to be the same way. There's no uniform gay sound. It's only uniform in that there is this orientation. So you could take Katie Lang. You could take Michael George. You could take Trail of Broken Hearts right next to Faith. Boom. You got yourself a... That's... Jesus, is that weird? But that's what they're going to do. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
From yesterday's show, Lloyd Bonafide, one of our recurring characters, comes on the program to tell me that he doesn't like his neighbor across the street keeping the big Christmas tree up in his bay window because not only is the tree staying up well past the 12 days of Christmas, but the fact is he has that tree up as a symbol of his large penis. Let's listen, shall we?
Phil Hendry.
Oh, yeah, I got two comments to say to this gentleman.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I'm retired from the Navy, 20 years. I had a little piece of Korea, I had a little piece of Vietnam. And I volunteered, sir, and I was proud to go. And if the man up the street wants to put his Christmas tree up at Easter, I've got nothing to say to
it.
That's
put
the
it
reason
up at
I
Easter.
Went over there.
He put it up at Christmas time.
I don't care. He can put it up any time he wants. It's his home, for
but
God's
it
sake. Man, think about what you're doing there.
His tree has oversized Christmas balls on it, and that's not sexual?
No, that's not sexual, you idiot. Well, what the hell does that have to do with sexual?
Because the guy told the woman he had an affair with up the street, he said that when I put my tree in the window, it represents the size of my thing.
Who told you that?
My wife talked to the old widow woman up
the
street.
You know what? I think your neighborhood ought to get some other hobbies there, fella. You people, that's all you got to do.
Yeah,
it
seems like there are a bunch of yentas sort of sharing.
We're not yentas, for Jesus' sake.
The lady
said that she had an affair with this guy, Mitten, and she said he's got a big one. And he said, yeah, and watch when I put my tree up, it'll be symbolic.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Hold on. This gentleman, Walter, you know what I mean. You don't make fun of a Korean War vet. Am I right or am I wrong?
I never met one that would walk up the street and hit another man because he had a Christmas tree up in his house.
Not because he had a tree up, because it represented
Because it represented nothing. You're listening to gossip and you made up your mind.
Absolutely.
You're a very foolish man, sir.
That's true.
And for another
I'm ashamed to say that you were a veteran. I'm not even sure that you were. You may be making that up.
For another veteran... Sir, what do you mean I'm making it up? I was there at the reservoir when we pulled the Marines out of there.
Well, good for you.
Okay,
but why in
the
world would you go up the street and hit another man?
What reservoir was that?
Huh?
What was the name of the reservoir?
It was the Vernon Reservoir.
Oh, the what reservoir?
You know?
I happen to be a student of the Korean War, yeah. What reservoir was it that you pulled the Marines out of?
Foreman?
Huh?
Right.
He doesn't even know the name of the reservoir.
Well, hey, Walter, you know the name of the reservoir?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah,
he
doesn't know.
I was off the coast on aircraft carrier.
Look,
I actually was in the end.
Walter, let me tell you something. This guy's Christmas tree has a bunch of sap coming off of it. Now, what does that tell you?
Oh, man. This guy needs a...
I need what, huh?
Bill Henry's Flashback.
From yesterday's show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Michael Jordan's wife has filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences with the basketball superstar after 12 years of marriage. Juanita Jordan is seeking custody of their three children, a 25,000-square-foot house in suburban Highland Park, Chicago, and half of the rest of the couple's property. Michael Jordan, who now plays for the Washington Wizards, was paid more than $30 million in his final season with the Chicago Bulls. She filed her petition Friday. When you have personal issues, sometimes work is a great avenue to deal with it and move on, Michael Jordan said after practicing with the Wizards. Things will work out in the long run. The Jordans also issued a statement asking for privacy during this difficult period in our times, and that's why they released a public statement. Michael Jordan's interesting to me. I know that he's a great basketball player. I don't have much interest in him beyond that. I think I'm fairly typical when it comes to a lot of sports fans. I'm a Los Angeles Laker fan, and as such, pretty much was a fan of Magic Johnson. That's my favorite basketball player of the modern era, if you will. Michael Jordan, I'm sure he has, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, let's not forget him. He got a lot of points. In fact, I believe he's number one on the points list. Am I right about that? Then comes Wilt, then comes Karl Malone. Michael Jordan, when this guy came out of retirement, and went to work for the Washington Wizards, I didn't care. But I know that he's a tremendous basketball player. One of the things you got to be aware of, though, is no matter how we admire some people in their personal lives, they could be scumbags for all we know. You know, and it's a book that I want to write one of these days. Men That I Admire But Who Are Scumbags by Phil Henry. Chris Pelton, Craig Taylor, Chris tells me that he delivered flowers to Magic Johnson once when Chris worked for a flower shop, and Magic didn't tip the cheap creep. Like I was saying, what a dirtbag. But there are people that you admire. In their public life, fantastic. In their private life, real crap. Thomas Jefferson, what a dirtbag he was. Think about it. Guy had, like, slaves that he was forcing these black slaves into having sex with them. How low can you sink? However, he did write that Declaration of Independence, a brilliant document. So, you know, I can go either way on Thomas Jefferson. I'd invite him to my house, but I want him to use the back door. Jackson Pollock, Jack Kerouac, a whole lot of artists that I like. I've heard tell that Clint Eastwood, I don't know anything about Clint Eastwood's personal life, so I shouldn't say, so why don't I just go ahead and gossip anyway? You know, I like his movies, but I hear he's a real whiner out on the golf course. Where it's too cold. Where's the food? Give me a beer. What a pussy. And then we have Michael Jordan. Meg Ryan. She's so sweet with that curled up lip and those gums. And the next thing you know, she's cheating on her husband. She's down there in, you know, with the 30-odd foot of grunts, Russell Crowe. It's disgusting. Can't wait to see your next movie. Phil Henry Show. So have we gotten Bin Laden yet? How about Omar? How about Omar Sharif? How about any guy over there? Anyone that had anything to do with anything? Have we gotten anybody? Have we been able to hunt down anyone? Have we found anybody dead? I wouldn't mind if they found, what's his face? What's his name? Osama? About 18 feet under, like 18 feet of rubble under there, and they just drag him out one part at a time. I don't care. I know that we're not supposed to be looking for one guy. It's supposed to be a hunt-and-destroy mission for the entire Al-Qaeda. But come on, it's a TV show, like every war, and I want the outcome here, man, before I have to go to bed. When are we going to get this guy Bin Laden and that Sheikh Omar? I didn't know we wanted him, but now that they say we want him, then I want him with the one eye. How far can a guy with one eye run anyway? How far can a guy with one good eye hide? What can he do? Where can he go? He's going to be bumping into most everything he's walking into. How the hell got a guy like this? A one-eyed guy is evading the United States military. I say we impeach Bush. All right, now, so far today, the phone calls have been extremely weak. Let's go back to the phone banks and see what we can get. Greg, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. I love your show. I'll give it a shot, try to contribute.
Yes, sir. How are you?
You mentioned Katie Lang earlier.
Yeah.
I was wondering what kind of music you do like. And if, in
I like Katie Lang.
What's that?
I like Katie Lang.
Oh, I do too. But I was wondering if, in your radio experience, you've ever run into any musicians, have any good stories, any cool ones, any bad ones?
No, I don't.
No?
No.
Sorry.
So you're calling up to ask me to contribute even more than I already have. I could be talking to myself doing that. Greg. Thomas, hello. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
How are you?
I'd like to talk about that. You're talking about movies. I think for the Oscars, Vanilla Sky would have to be nominated.
Vanilla Ice?
Vanilla Sky.
Oh, yeah?
Vanilla Sky.
Now, you what's that about, anyway? I've seen the preview. It looks very interesting. What is that about?
It's really trippy. Have you seen Abre Los Ojos? It's a remake of that.
No, I have not. No. Wow.
Well, it's really interesting because you got this guy going through life, snowboarding through life, and basically he questions everything after this, and it's a real mind trip.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It looks interesting. Is there some kind of a murder mystery going on in the middle of this? Or
yeah, kind of. I don't want to give away too much because it's got more twists than a pretzel.
Do you ever see The Game?
I love The Game.
Is it similar in tone to The Game?
It is. It's a lot like The Game, but I think Vanilla Sky is even better because it touches more bases. It's more like it's not really about the murder mystery. It's more about life and the way you look at things.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, did that come out this year? So it ain't going to be up for no Academy Award, but who cares, right?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
That's cool. Who cares?
Oh, sorry about
just
that.
No, that's fine. I don't care. It's just a good movie to go see.
It definitely is. I definitely recommend that. And maybe
According to my friend here, Craig, that the director of this film wanted it to feel like a Radiohead CD.
It definitely did. A lot like Amnesiac or Kid A.
I hate Radiohead.
Oh, you do?
I'm just kidding. No, I don't. It says that it has the same feel as Jacob's Ladder.
It does.
Which I also hated. So,
oh, you did?
I don't know. Jacob's Ladder was about what?
It was about this guy who was in the Vietnam War, and then he had some flashbacks due to, drugs they put in the food, and he saw a lot of strange visions.
Wow.
That's what the movie was about.
So Cameron Crowe directed this thing, too, which he's done a good job with those movies that he's done.
But this one...
How's that for a qualified endorsement?
Well, this one's a lot better than his past movies, even though his other movies were good, like Almost Famous and Jerry Maguire, but
yeah.
This one is another level.
Cool, I gotta see it. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Thomas. Vanilla Sky, huh? All right, we'll get in line with all of the young people there Friday night. We'll do about the 10, 11 o'clock show. I'll bring my mother on a walker, and all the other people will be standing there all bundled up going,
what it is? Wow, look at the old lady. That's where are you sure you want to go see this movie?
Sure. I went to, this is a story from my youth, but why not? So I go to see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest as soon as it came out. The line is around the block, it's probably around the theater maybe, once. And it was a big movie when it came out, and everybody's going to go see it. Well, also on the same bill was Lifeguard, starring Sam Elliott, you know? And I'm standing there with my girlfriend, and we're waiting in line, and it's a slow moving, but it's moving, you know? It took about a half hour, and standing behind us was this couple. And I remember they looked perplexed. They looked confused. They saw the line of people, and they're like, God, this, I didn't know this movie was that popular. I'm going, oh, yeah, it's huge. Really, yeah. I mean, we just saw the ad in the paper today. Oh, you did? Yeah. No, it's a cool flick. It really is cool. It's really, yeah, it's a statement on life. It's a statement on, we had no idea. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen Jack Nicholson in anything? No, but we like Sam Elliott. I said, Sam Elliott? Ain't that the line for Lifeguard? No, man, this ain't the line for Lifeguard. So the two people sheepishly get out of line and walk over to the Lifeguard ticket window, which has nobody there. And takes, you know, and it was one of those things where they probably wished that they were going now in to see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because everybody is in line to see this thing, and they came out to see Lifeguard, and they looked like schmucks, and that's my story. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800, have you been a schmuck and gone to see a movie that you thought was cool and wasn't? Give us a call. You could win a Remington Lady Schick. 1-800-449-8686 on The Phil Hendry Show. The other films that are going to be movies to watch, I think, will be films like, oh, I don't, anything with Sean Penn. I don't know. Dude, I haven't seen any movies this year, so I don't know what the hell. Although I know the Golden Globes are coming out and the AFIs. Apparently nobody went to see the AFIs. The AFIs, the American Film Institute, and nobody showed up for those awards. It was a drag. A Catholic group has denounced the museum art exhibit featuring defecating ceramic figurines of the Pope, nuns, and angels. The work by Spanish artist Antoni Miraldi, titled Poetical Gut, is on display at Copia, a food, wine, and arts museum. The 35 squatting figurines are exhibited on glass shelves in a case. Bedpans and chamber pots are on other shelves. And if you get underneath the glass, you can see them squeezing. When it's degrading, everybody knows it except the spin doctors who run the museums, William Donahoe, president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights, said Sunday. Donahoe had visited the exhibit but said his attorney has seen the figurines. His 350,000-member New York-based group has written to the museum's board of trustees. This is another guy that hasn't seen it, but he hears it's bad, so therefore he wants it out of there. Oh, will you give us all a break? How many more of these guys are we going to have to listen to who ain't seen it, but somebody told them that another person said, and then it must be lousy? I haven't seen it, but my attorney has, and that's good enough for me. And by the way, I pay him $350 an hour, so he better not be lying. The thing that I find most offensive about the Pope squatting and taking a dump is that his eyes are squinting. Okay, that was the gentleman from the Catholic League. Eddie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Eddie?
How you doing?
Fine.
I went to see Howard the Duck, thinking it was going to be something special. And I was pretty embarrassed.
What movie is
that?
What is that?
Exactly. It was a comic book that was turned into a Marvel comic book that was turned into a movie.
Oh.
And it was supposed to be like.
When was this? The 80s?
Yeah. It was the 80s. It was one of. What was her name? Leah Thompson's.
I never heard of it. Here is Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Lawnmower Man 2. Let's throw that one in the mix.
Lawnmower Man 2?
Yeah.
That was brilliant. No, oh, I never saw it. Was that the one with who was the
Max
guy?
Max Headroom. I can't remember his name now, though. But yeah,
what?
It was
Matt Frewer?
Yeah, Matt Frewer. That was
Yeah. Lawnmower Man 2.
Absolutely abysmal, man. There's so many story holes left open from the one before.
And, oh, you mean the one before was cool?
Oh, yeah. Lawnmower Man was actually a very good movie, even for having Pierce Brosnan in it.
Is that a surreal thing? Another one of them Vanilla Sky deals?
No, not really. It was more of a beginning to VR thing.
What's that VR? What does that mean?
Virtual reality.
Oh, virtual reality.
Yeah, it was the first delving into that.
Okay. Okay. What are you doing? You checking people out there at Home Depot?
Sure am.
All right, brother.
Take it
and
easy.
He's calling our show, too. Oh, I'm sorry. I blew that. I gave you a $6,000 credit there on that figurine. Oh, well. Go ahead. Anyway, Phil. All right. Here's Tom on the Phil Hendry Show. Tom?
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Fine. Thanks.
Hey, I can't remember the name of this one, but I know we've talked about it. It was that Three Musketeer movie or whatever that was out.
God, you guys really did put some money down for some bad one. The Three Musketeer. The one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, the one with Tim Roth in it, man, and he was the bad guy in it. I can't remember the name of it.
Three Musketeers, that you just said it.
Yeah, but it was called something else, but it was like that, and it was...
What, Rob Roy?
Japanese guy choreographed all the fight scenes, and they were jumping all over ladders and doing all this Matrix crap in a Musketeer movie.
It was called The Musketeer, then. Four Musketeers.
Like
the Four Musketeers.
Yeah,
the Musketeers.
I think that's what it was, but it was, I would have given anything to get my money.
Well, anybody that goes see a Musketeer movie has to be gay. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Jesus. The Musketeers. Sometimes I wonder, but then I don't know. A movie's going to green light a remake of The Three Musketeers. Did that get? Couldn't have. Nobody would have wanted to go see that flick. Man in the Iron Mask. You know, this guy, Leonardo DiCaprio, who's had a kind of a career that's been spotty, I guess. You know, Basketball Diaries, very hip. What's Eating Gilbert Grape. This Boy's Life, The Beach. These interesting movies. But then when he gets up to that headline level, it's really more about the movie than him. He's not drawing anybody. I guess he's drawing young chicks. He ain't drawing enough of them. Titanic. Forget it. That's not the reason why anybody went to see that movie. He ain't the reason. Maybe the story is the reason. You could have taken him out of that movie and put in River Phoenix, other than the fact that he's dead. But you could have. Who's another guy you could have put in there? Oh, Brad Pitt, for crying out loud, you could have stuck in there. You could still play young. So... Matt Damon, any of those guys, it doesn't make any difference. The movie was the thing. It was the special effects. It was the ship sinking. It was the whole, it was a fantastic film. But if the film blows, then nobody ain't going to want to go see that movie. Now, Pearl Harbor, if anybody learned anything from that, man, that had to be proof positive for crying out loud. It had it going on. It had Ben Affleck. God, he makes me hot. Josh Hartnett. I went to see for both of those guys. I was hoping for the big gay climax. Right at the end where they dump the chick and they make out in the plane just before they kamikaze it into the emperor's house. They just take out the emperor while the two of them are going at it in the back seat. And it didn't happen. Why? And that's why the movie didn't go anywhere. People were not going to see Josh Hartnett make it with that blonde or whatever her name was. They went to see pure homosexuality between Josh Hartnett and Ben Affleck. That thing could have made $300 million more. Here's Donna on the Phil Hendry Show. Donna?
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I'm just making a suggestion to you. A good movie to see this year that you may have missed is called Amelie. It's showing in most
major
cities.
Oh, yeah. Is
that
the one, She'll Change Your Life?
Yes, that's the one.
What? How's she going to change my life? What's this about?
This
isn't some French...
Jean-Pierre Jeunet's other film?
Please, don't tell me this is another one of them French movies where she comes into town and she spreads magic all over town and every guy wants to make it with her. Is that it?
Oh, God, no.
What is
this? If you've ever seen City of Lost Children or Delicatessen, you can see that Jeunet doesn't really do that. It's a lot less toned down than that, but it's a very interesting
Who's
movie.
Jeunet? Is that huh? Who's Jeunet?
He's the director. He's really popular. He directed Alien Resurrection. That's the popular American movie he did. But his French films are more surreal than that. But this isn't really a surreal film.
So you're a huge fan of his.
Yeah.
You see all of his films.
Yeah.
You got the art house in town, and the Jeunet is in town. Anybody want to? Okay, let's go. Come on.
No. This show's at regular movie theaters, but it's definitely awesome.
Are you guys all bundling up in the leggings? And you've got, you know, you go to the coffee house first, and then afterwards there's a pack of camels and. You're kind of, you know, deconstructing the film at a coffee house somewhere?
It's quite a bit more mainstream than that. But the basic premise is that this girl, she's had a very sheltered life. And the interesting thing is you see they flash all these different people and what they like and dislike. Like, this person likes figure skating costumes and this man hates clingy swimsuits and stuff like that. But she starts helping other people after discovering a strange thing.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Oh, you did?
Is this part of the soundtrack? Do you hear that at all in the film? Because I did. I'm kidding. I'm just joking around. I'm going to go see it, Donna. And, okay. You know, that way my wife, I can say, hey, honey, look, I took us to a really good independent movie. You ain't the only one.
Definitely. It's not a chick flick.
Cool. My wife thinks L.A. Confidential was a real hip indie. So this is for sure. I got to see. I'm going to take her to see this, Donna. Thank you.
Also, Vanilla Sky.
Yeah.
I've heard is not very good.
That's what I heard. If anything that's a remake of a European, you're like, remember The Vanishing? You remember how good that was? The Belgian film? Are we driving audience away in droves now? I'm going, Do you recall The Vanishing? I believe it was Hegel who said that when one... Okay, thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, we're talking foreign films on The Phil Henry Show, and that's just about the final nail in the coffin on this thing. That's all we need now. I understand the ratings came out sometime this week. I ain't heard from nobody on that. You know, let's face it. This is a weird show. It's a weird show. It's a weird show. 50 years from now, they'll be playing the tapes of this show in the Museum of Broadcasting all over the planet. But right now, I'm Van Gogh. I'm going to cut my ear off. I'm going to sit in a hayloft someplace, and it's like Kirk Douglas in Lust for Life will just go, aah! And I'll walk away from the mirror and come back with blood streaming through the through my fingers. Because it's a weird show. We have a small, tight cult following. All of them heroin addicts or recently recovering. All of them standing in line waiting for their methadone and the little Walkman on listening to me. A lot of them college students. Well, you just heard her there.
Jonet, I believe, said it best when Satyricon, I think, comments on the mental dwarf that lives in all of us. Who?
No one knows. No one understands what we're talking about. All right, however, you'll be happy to know Whoopi Goldberg's hosting the Academy Awards, so that's going to save us all. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Now, I know that they don't want to get, they don't want to be hunting up Bin Laden or those guys, that they want to make this a, they want to make this an operation whereby they wipe out Al-Qaeda and Taliban. I get that. But that Omar guy, like I said, has got one eye. How quick can a guy with one eyeball move? No wonder he didn't want his picture taken. I wouldn't either. You seen the guy? If only he had Sammy Davis Jr.'s ophthalmologist. You know, he could have a nice, just a nice big eyeball glaring back. But instead, he looks like the guy, and he looks like that guy nodding off in the bus station, sort of one eyeball, kind of closed, the other one wide open. I'll say that for the Afghanis, man, they got there's no problem in terms of image. They're not voting for the guy who doesn't have the 5 o'clock shadow. They don't vote for the guy who's not good looking. They put a guy in power with one eyeball. What is he, Sandy Duncan with a beard? Come on. I think it's a good country of people. I think it's a good foundation to build on there. People that have no... It's just they're not hung up on image. They're not hung up on the television thing. Even though I understand that Afghanis... What's number one in Afghanistan? It's within Ally McBeal, although I hear the ratings are really going to hell over there since Robert Downey left. But you know... Oh, God. Speaking of that, the best TV drama, Golden Globe nominee, 24, which I hear is great, and I also hear it's going off the air. That's what I've been hearing, man. Alias, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, 6 Feet Under, The Sopranos and West Wing. Nominations for Best TV Musical or Comedy were Ally McBeal. I hear that one's going belly up. Did you hear that? And Frasier, Friends, Sex and the City, and Will and Grace. Now put that together with Queer as Folk, and you've got the foundation for some good programming on that gay channel. Or is it the queer channel? Forget. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.